This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, President Biden will be in the area next week. The president is visiting Pueblo on Monday, but the reason for the trip is yet to be announced. This will be Biden's first time in Colorado since his trip to the U.S. Air Force Academy graduation this past May. Some schools are telling parents to monitor their children's social media use while the war in Israel rages on. Counselors are concerned over the possibility of graphic images of hostages held by the Palestinian militant group Hamas circulating. They warn that the images could cause trauma. Gaza is getting pummeled by airstrikes as Israel prepares for a possible ground assault. The Israeli Defense Forces say it's mobilizing about 300,000 reservists near the Gaza border and are continuing large-scale strikes on Hamas targets. At least 25 Americans now have been killed. The total death toll in that conflict is over 2,700. France is banning all pro-Palestinian protests as the war between the two rages on. That, according to the BBC, the country's interior minister told French radio station that since Hamas' deadly attack, 100 anti-Semitic acts have been recorded around the country. France has the largest Jewish community in Europe of almost 500,000. Now closer to home, the Chiefs and the Broncos set to clash on Thursday Night Football tonight. Kansas City will host the Denver Broncos for the AFC West battle at Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs lead the division 4-1 after beating the Minnesota Vikings 27-20 in Week 5. Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce suffered an ankle injury in that victory and is officially listed as questionable for the game. We'll get more into that coming up in just a few minutes in sports with Justin. The state has spent about $200,000 so far as part of that ongoing investigation into Penrose Funeral Home. A spokesperson for the state's emergency response team says that the cost is expected to rise as more resources are needed. At the Return to Nature Funeral Home, Governor Polis activated the state's Emergency Operations Center last week after 150 improperly stored bodies were found at that facility. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise is still trying to rally enough votes to become the next Speaker of the House. He met with the Republican colleagues during a closed-door meeting today. Following the meeting, Scalise told reporters his support continues to grow, and he said he would continue to have conversations with all members. Prosecutors are working on filing formal charges against a man accused of killing a state parole officer in Colorado Springs. Justin Kula made his first appearance in court yesterday after initially declining to appear in an advisement hearing. Four judicial prosecutors said a mix of law enforcement agencies and Kula's criminal history have delayed those formal charges. And finally, an Omaha woman is scammed after a person claiming to be Johnny Depp over the internet. The 68-year-old woman says that she was first contacted by the person claiming to be Depp on the Messenger app and then communicated with them through several phone calls. She says that the person who claimed to be Depp wanted to marry her but needed $10,000 for the wedding planner. After sending the money and sensing the scam, she ended the involvement with the person. She says the person then took $5,000 more from her account, taking $15,000 total. Police are investigating further.
Well, temperatures are in the 50s and 60s for highs this afternoon, 40s for parts of the higher terrain areas around the Pikes Peak region. As we move through the evening time frame, we will get a few rain showers changing over to flurries, predominantly after about 5, 6 o'clock in the afternoon into the evening around northern El Paso County, parts of Taylor County for very light accumulations of snow on grassy surfaces. Of course, a lot of melting will happen, so don't plan on seeing, of course, any widespread accumulations and certainly no widespread travel issues. Temperatures will go down into the upper 20s to low 30s overnight tonight, so it will be a chilly start Friday morning. North winds will be between 20 to 25 miles per hour for the I-25 corridor on Friday, and gusty winds across the eastern plains, temperatures in the 50s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.